welcome back to Tuesday's Topical Currents. Bonnie Berman with you. Joseph Cooper is off today. For many, a day at the beach is mere sun and fun, something easily taken for granted. For others, it can be a life-altering event. Today, we learn more about the annual Boating and Beach Bash for people with disabilities. Organized by the American Disabilities Foundation, the event is now celebrating its 8th year. It's the nation's largest annual free event for kids and adults with physical and or intellectual challenges. Joining us now is Jay Van Vechten. He's the founder of the Beach Bash and the executive director of the American Disabilities Foundation, Inc. Welcome, Jay Van Vechten.
Hello, Bonnie Berman. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you. I'm very excited about this weekend.
Well, I'm sure it sounds like it's going to be quite an event, and we're going to talk all about it. But would you tell us a little about your background first and what drew you to become so involved with and an advocate for people with disabilities?
Well, I spent my life in public relations. I had a sizable agency in Manhattan. I eventually opened an office down here in Florida. And then in 2001, I had a slip and fall in a hotel bathroom out in California, and it changed my life in literally 1 second. And I did a lot of spinal damage. I damaged my hips, both of which had to be replaced. I broke both knees in 1 second, and my life just flashed before me, and I realized this is going to be a game changer. And I spent a couple of years in the wheelchairs. I had operations. And I use a walker today, and thank goodness I have that mobility. But I had to reexamine my whole life, and I was in my mid-50s, and what am I going to do at this point? I decided to pursue the disability community because I felt I could make a difference. And it's been a ball. I love it, and I know we are making a difference. We got this event off the ground in 2009, I guess. We started the efforts in 2008. And I just became very focused on this as a tool that would be good for me to work on, something I could do with my wife from home, and we run it as a couple with amazing support.
The Boating and Beach Bash. Now, let me ask you, was this did you just implement it, or was this actually your creation?
Well, it's an interesting combination. I was sitting on the city's Disability Advisory Board for a number of years after my accident, and they had a small picnic every year at the park because the city of Boca Raton gives free access to city parks 1 day a year in March. But I went to the event, and it was only for a very limited group of people who lived in group homes, actually. And I said, we can do more with this. And so I went to a local yacht club, Royal Palm Yacht and Country Club, and I said, can you guys give me some boats? And then I went to Shake a Leg in Miami, down by you, and Harry Horgan said, we'd love to help.
Right.
And we added boats, and we changed it to the Boating and Beach Bash for people with disabilities.
Well, go ahead.
No, the first year, 350 people showed up, and we were high-fiving it. There had only been about 75 or 80 in previous years, and that first morning, I'm standing in the park, and I see them coming towards me in wheelchairs, on walkers, with seeing-eye dogs, children with Down syndrome. It was remarkable. And the next year, we doubled to 750, and then we shot up to 1,500. And then the city said, this is getting too big for us. It's too labor-intensive. We can't continue to do this, but we'll give you the park. So with that, I said, I can do this. And I got a group of friends together, and we took it over. And the next year, we doubled it from 2,200 to 4,400. And then we're sliding up between 5,000 and 6,000 now every year. But we also took it out of Boca, Bonnie. We reached down to Miami, up to Martin County, Broward County. We threw the doors open and said, come, wounded warriors, kids, teens, adults, anybody with a disability, with their caregivers and families, is welcome at this event. It's now the largest free fun day in the United States for people with special needs.
Well, let's just say that it is the 8th annual Boating and Beach Bash for people with disabilities. It is this Saturday, March 12th, and the location from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and where is it?
It's on State Road A1A along the ocean in a beautiful park called Spanish River Park, and anybody can Google it for directions. We do provide directions on our website, very specific. So whether you're coming north, south, east, or west, Turnpike, I-95, US-1, we have all those options to look at, how you get to the park.
And the website is boatingbeachbash.com, correct?
It is. It is indeed.
Jay, you talked about the amazing growth of the participants over the year. Talk about the growth of the volunteer sector and their participation and all the how the activities have also grown.
Bonnie, it becomes very emotional when you see who's there every year. But our initial helpers came out of Boca Raton High School. Our son was there, enrolled in the Junior Navy ROTC program, and he brought a bunch of cadets the first year, and they helped us hang signs and do a lot of the heavy lifting of cases of water. And now the school has become a real partner. So we get many, many students, junior, seniors, coming over to help. And then the college kids started coming from Florida Atlantic University and Lynn University and Nova Southeastern and even up in Palm Beach Atlantic University. They began jumping in. Then local civic clubs and businesses and the junior league. And every age range, we have people in their 80s on the food line helping open hot dog buns and serve people. It's touched a lot of hearts, and we run between 400 and 500 volunteers now every year. McDonald's feeds everybody a good hearty breakfast in the morning with bagels and yogurt parfaits and fresh fruit and juice and coffee. So we get them off and running really early, 7:30. And then our guests who are due there at 10 start arriving at 9 looking for lunch. So we fire up the grills nice and early, and we're turning out hamburgers and hot dogs and chips, and Pepsi is doing all our beverages this year. So it's been remarkable to see that level of support.
We'll also talk about, things that are going to happen this Saturday in terms of the activities. Tell us about the Mind, Body, and Spirit Center.
We have a pavilion that is called simply the Mind, Body, Spirit Center, and it's going to be staffed by a half a dozen professional yoga masters who will be teaching meditation and yoga as ways to cope with having a disability. For many people, it's pain, living with pain. And through meditation and expanding their physical abilities through stretching, we're going to help them cope with their discomfort.
Well, explain also, just logistically, how those in wheelchairs or with canes or crutches or walkers, how do they access the beach? How is it done?
Well, we have a gorgeous park to begin with. It's probably one of the prettiest parks along the entire coast. And we have a tunnel that goes right under State Road 81A, right out to the sand. And the city of Boca Raton has provided us this year with something called mobility mats. And these are wide mesh panels that roll across the sand and unfold, and they make the sand accessible. So anybody in a wheelchair, on a walker, with any kind of mobility issue, will be able to walk right down to the water's edge. And when they get to the water, we've got the aquatics team from the YMCA, all lifeguards, helping them. We've got a group called Dive Heart, which is going to show people in wheelchairs that you can actually go scuba diving, and we're the ones to take you, Dive Heart. Further up the beach, Memorial Hospital out of Hollywood and Pinecrest Rehabilitation, part of Delray Medical Center, will be doing all sorts of games on the beach. We've even made, and I just got the call this morning, a giant sandbox on legs. It's the size of a ping pong table. We're filling it with seashells and gold coins, and kids in wheelchairs will be able to roll right up to this and have the experience of playing in the sand and building sandcastles and finding treasures. Inside the park, when you go back through that tunnel, we've got an all-day concert on stage with a half a dozen performing artists. We're cooking up 5,000 meals. We've got tiny ponies wandering around that people love, their therapy ponies. We've got like 16 action heroes, Superman, Batman, Cinderella. They're all there.
Cinderella's an action figure?
Yeah, I think so. He was the first. We have a wonderful kids' fun zone sponsored by Joe DiMaggio this year, Children's Hospital, and so many games and activities that, whether you're in your wheelchair or you have mobility or a lot of children with Down syndrome, it's puzzles and games that they can play tabletop. And that's right down by the boats. And the boats, we've got at least 20 wonderful yachts now. Most of them come out of Royal Palm Yacht and Country Club. We have 30 active Coast Guard on the dock helping people on and off the boats. Four of the boats have drop-down fronts, so wheelchairs can roll right on board. Mm. It's pretty amazing to see.
It really is.
We have two DJ booths scattered in the park, both run by children with cerebral palsy, and they're good. They are so good. They rock the park. Boca Hospital this year has created a wellness center where we are inviting people to get their blood pressure checked, and we're working out with Nova Southeastern Dental School. They'll do dental screenings. So we're bringing a health component into it this year for the first time.
And, really, of course, exciting. You have a lot of medical professionals on hand.
Oh, my goodness. We have 150 professional physical therapists, dozens of nurses. We have our own ambulance. I mean, we're ready for anything. And I knock wood as I say this.
Yeah, I hope you don't need it.
I hope we don't need it. We have done very well for the last 7 years. One person had a seizure, and he wasn't a guest. He was a volunteer, and he hadn't eaten all day. So we took care of that. We've been very, very lucky in that respect.
We're speaking with Jay Van Vechten. He's executive director of the American Disabilities Foundation, and he is the chairman for the City of Boca Raton's Advisory Board for People with Disabilities. We're talking about the 8th Annual Boating and Beach Bash for People with Disabilities, which is this Saturday. A short break. We'll be right back.
And Topical Currents returns in just a moment here on 91.3 WLRN. Stay with us.
1 in 7 men will be affected by prostate cancer in his lifetime. The Bethesda Center for Advanced Robotics and Urologic Care is helping patients beat the odds. Internationally acclaimed urologic surgeon Dr. Raymond Levely performs minimally invasive and robotic-assisted surgeries to treat prostate cancer, kidney cancer, and urinary obstructions, as well as kidney stones. Bethesda Center for Advanced Robotics and Urologic Care, helping patients return to living full and productive lives. More online at BethesdaWeb.com/advancedrobotics.
School for Advanced Studies, SAS, is a nationally recognized collegiate high school of excellence for 11th and 12th graders, conveniently located at Miami-Dade College's Homestead, Kendall, North, and Wolfson campuses. Most SAS graduates earn an Associate in Arts and high school diploma concurrently. SAS has been recognized by Newsweek, The Washington Post, and U.S. News & World Report, and is top-ranked in Florida by Niche.com. Applications are accepted early during students' 10th grade year of high school. Information at sas.dadeschools.net.
Coppelia, considered a timeless favorite of dancers and audiences alike, will be presented by Arts Ballet Theater on March 12th and 13th at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets available at browardcenter.org, funded in part by Broward Cultural Division.
Says You joins WLRN in Sunrise, Florida for two live shows, Saturday and Sunday, March 19th and 20th. Details and tickets online at saysyou.net.
Welcome back to today's Topical Currents. Bonnie Berman visiting with Jay Van Vechten, Executive Director of the American Disabilities Foundation, created the first annual Boca Raton-based Boating and Beach Bash for People with Disabilities in 2009. And this will be the 8th annual. It's the Boating and Beach Bash for People with Disabilities Saturday. It's this Saturday, 10 to 3 p.m. in the Spanish River Park on A1A in Boca Raton. Welcome back, Jay Van Vechten.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. I want to mention that this event happens because of the generosity of people in the community. That's what I love about it. We're very grassroots. Our funding comes from our neighbors, our friends, several foundations, including the Sylvester family, who built the Sylvester Cancer Center down in Miami. Mm-hmm. They're our primary supporters, but we also have TD Bank as a huge supporter, and we welcome the corporate side of it. But I love when we get the small donations from people who I know probably don't give to a lot of things because they can't afford it, and we'll get $12 donations online,
and it touches
my heart.
Do the donations go to the American Disabilities Foundation?
Yes.
All
funds are channeled through that. All bills are paid through that, and Yeah, that's how we keep it all straight and square.
I want to just open the phones in case you're interested to ask Jay Van Vechten a question about this Saturday's Boating and Beach Bash. The number is 1-800-743-9576, 1-800-743-9576. Email is radio@wlrn.org. I want to just go back to the medical side of this for a second. What are these vial of life forms?
Oh, they're wonderful. Boca Hospital is supplying these, and it's a magnetized a little folder that goes on the side of a refrigerator. We'll have nurses there helping people fill them out with their family members, and it puts all the person's vital information and their blood pressure, which we'll do that day, but also their medications that they take, their pre-existing conditions. And what you do is you put this on your refrigerator, and then a sticker goes on your front door. So if paramedics are called, they know to go, they're familiar with this program, they know to go right to the refrigerator. And there's everything that they need to begin treating immediately. Very helpful.
Yeah, I would guess. We have an emailer. Rick wants to know if the Beach Bash is in need of boat owner volunteers.
I think we're in pretty good shape. We got our last two boats yesterday. My favorite call ever, Bonnie, was 3 years ago. Somebody called blindly and said, I'd like to offer my boat. I said, great. And then I said, how big is it? He said, it's 93 feet.
Oh, my.
And I said, you know, we have a little marina. He said, well, I have a smaller one. It's 46 feet. So we said, no, we're kind of staying in the 30 to 42-foot range. That's our favorite range.
Well, thank you, Rick, for writing in. You know, as I was preparing for this program, I couldn't help but think that this is a great opportunity for lots of people. But I also wondered if there were more of these opportunities year-round for disabled for the disabled in South Florida, which is so conducive for the likes of this boating and beach bash.
Oh, it's so perfect for it. You know, Bonnie, if I have a long-range vision on this, and I do, it's that we get to replicate it. Anywhere where there's water and marinas and docks and places where people can have a picnic, we would love to duplicate this in other cities, not just in Florida. When you think about America, you know, all of our great cities are on water. So, yeah, this can be duplicated. And we hope as we grow and we get more donations that we will be able to, in fact, create more activities during the year because we have an amazing database. And I had one call this morning from a woman who's representing 6 group homes, and they're bringing 40 people from there. So whether people are intellectually challenged or have physical challenges, we're open to everybody.
And it can be any age, correct?
Any age. Little kids. I see kids 2 years old in wheelchairs. I see people 90 years old in wheelchairs. We have a lot of World War II veterans who join us every year. They even have their own tent. We have about 35 exhibitors every year, and that's 350 feet of exhibit space. And every one of them has a goods or service offer for our attendees. So you can pick up all kinds of great information, make new connections. And my favorite little story on that happened last year when a group called Gift of Life, they do bone marrow, had to really think about joining us, but they said, look, if we can sign up one person to be a bone marrow donor, we will be happy. They signed up 47 people, which I think it's just the spirit of the day. People want to help people.
I also hear the Boca Ballet.
Yes, isn't that great? Yes. The Boca Ballet is coming in this year, and they started a program 2 years ago at their facility, but they're bringing it over to the Bash on Saturday, and they will be teaching dancing to people with Parkinson's. And, of course, the participants need to have a partner with them, but they have found that by dancing, people with neuromuscular challenges can increase their range of motion, their self-confidence, their attitude. It's very helpful. So several times during the day, we'll be focusing on that right on the main stage. And I know other people will join in as well. It'll be fun for everybody.
Right, because other people with either MS or, I mean, other people are to take the lessons, the dance steps.
Yeah, you know, muscular dystrophy, MS, Parkinson's. And there are many categories of neuromuscular challenges, but even people in the early stages of ALS can learn from this day and improve their day-to-day life through it.
I read that this was in something of the material. 20% of all Americans have a disability, seen or unseen. In Palm Beach County, that number climbs to 25% of all men, women, and children.
Isn't that stunning?
Yes, and 50% of Americans are touched by disabilities within their families or among friends and colleagues.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. No, but I also have to point out that we really emphasize that disabilities are seen or unseen. So I know people get upset when they see someone with a disability tag taking a disability spot and they get out of the car and walk in the store. You don't know what that person is dealing with. You don't know. And that's what we say. Disabilities come in every size, shape, and form and are often unseen. Where we get upset if it's grandma's car and it's a kid home from college.
Right, exactly.
That spot.
That's different. It's actually illegal.
Yes. Oh, very much illegal, and yeah. It's a $250 fine. But speaking of parking, we have wonderful parking at the event, and we have trolleys and golf carts. So once somebody gets out of their car, they can get right in the golf cart, and we bring them right to registration. So we make it easy for them.
Give all the important information again for those interested in going.
All right. It's totally free. It starts at 10 a.m., at Spanish River Park on State Road A1A along the ocean in Boca Raton. We have directions on our website at boatingbeachbash.com. So no matter whether you're taking the Turnpike or I-95, US-1, whatever, we will bring you there, north, south, east, or west, very clear directions to the site. The event goes till 3, and there are activities all day long. The barbecue is going all day, so people can have lunch early or late. And we have picnic tables everywhere. We have professional storytellers going from table to table telling little tales. Ronald McDonald's there doing his tricks, giving out toys. We have photo booths. TD Bank is doing a wonderful photo booth for free, taking people's family photographs. So, yes, there's something for everybody.
And again, that's 3001 State Road A1A in Boca Raton.
I never remember that number, Bonnie. Thank you.
That's an easy one.
Pulling it out of the air.
Because I just thought of 2001 and
yeah, I know.
Odyssey. Here's 3001.
And I have a little bit of dyslexia myself, so I might turn it into 30,001, but 3001. Thank you.
Right. Well, Jay Van Vechten is Executive Director of the American Disabilities Foundation, Inc. He's a communications practitioner, disability advocate, activist, and educator. And he created the first annual Boca Raton-based Boating and Beach Bash for People with Disabilities about 8 years ago. He's chairman for the City of Boca Raton's Advisory Board for People with Disabilities. And again, the website?
www.boatingbeachbash.com. And if any of your listeners want to volunteer, we have a cutoff this Thursday night, but we're still accepting volunteers.
Okay, great.
Well, and there's a link right on there. They can sign up.
Okay, very good. Well, I wish you the best with it, and thank you for all the good things you're doing.
And Bonnie, they can also donate on that same website.
I bet. Okay, thanks so much, Jay Van
Vechten. Thank you so very much.
You're so welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you for tuning in. Our Boating and Beach Bash segment was produced by Polly Landis. Our lead producer is Richard Ives, with technical direction from Jason Zapka. Our online producer is Paul Leary. You can visit our website, WLRN.org, to find free audio archives and downloads. Tomorrow at 1, it's live coverage of the Miami-Dade monthly school board meeting. Joe and I return Thursday with an interview with acclaimed author Edwige Danticat, as well as Linda Gassenheimer. Bonnie Berman wishing you a great day, here and now, up next.